Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, marketing directors, and people, and whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Question number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hi, Bob. Thank you for having me. My name is Angus Robertson. I'm a fractional CMO with Chief Outsiders. We provide fractional CMO services for small and medium-sized businesses. We also work with private equity and even large enterprises because, after all, no one's a full-stack CMO.
Love it. Love it there. Question number two, Angus. What advice do you want to share? Go.
Well, I'm really passionate about this idea or concept of outcome or programmatic marketing. And I just see too many businesses not following some of the basic concepts or ideals associated with outcome or programmatic marketing. And it's not complicated, and it can really make a big difference in driving predictable pipeline and predictable sales. So most businesses are actually pretty good with their budget process. They know how to plan out their 12-month budget, where to spend that budget. And they're also pretty good at the sales and marketing activities that are associated with that budget spend. But there's this yawning gap in between those two things, the financial budget and the plan, and the actual sales and marketing activities. And that's where programmatic marketing fits in. There's a pretty simple recipe for programmatic marketing. One is, what are the conversations that you're gonna own in the market? Those could be three or four conversations, because if you're able to own the conversation in your market, then you can actually own the market too. So relative to your product market fit, where the need is in your market, where you have differentiated value, make sure you own that conversation and prospects will come to you. Then what are the programs and the channels that are going to create demand for those four conversations? SEO, PPC, webinars, email, social strategy, all those different things. And really define what those programs are, what the goals are. I love using OKRs, objectives and key results. And make sure there's program owners that are empowered to run those programs, have budgets, and then you get to the point where you can actually measure them. And I love using this equation called sales velocity. So sales velocity is four variables. You've got the number of opportunities you're dealing with, the average deal size, the win rate. You multiply those three together and you divide by your sales cycle. So you can look across your eight programs and how they're driving those three to four, it could be more than eight programs, how they're driving those three to four conversations, and what is the sales velocity associated with each of those programs across the campaigns you're running, the territories you're supporting, and then you can continue to optimize and iterate. So what do you end up with? You end up with a framework that can drive predictable pipeline and predictable revenue, and you take the mystery out of marketing, and we're all a little happier and a little more productive.
So basically, from what I'm understanding, the difference between marketing and programmatic marketing is you have more of a different strategy that's more number based instead of just throwing things at the wall.
Absolutely. I think it's how I'm wired, but I don't like doing something unless I can feel like I'm putting effort into it and I know the return I'm getting out of it. And right. A lot of folks think marketing is too fuzzy, but I think at the end of the day, you can actually measure the effectiveness of both your awareness and your demand gen or pipeline production.
This is why I don't like posting a lot on LinkedIn other than the podcasts, because it's always an attitude of how is that going to help my business and right. The people I know. And finally, I've actually talked to some people who are successful at it. They say, you're going to be broke for 2 years.
Okay.
You know, and it's kind of like, you're not going to make any money at it for 2 years, but then all of a sudden you're going to hit that, you know, part there. So totally understand what you're saying on that there. So let's get to question number three. It is time for shout outs. Go.
I have three shout outs to people I really like and respect who've taught me a lot in this industry. Mm-hmm. One is the CEO and president of Achieve Unite. Her name is Teresa Carrigal. Another is Mike Goldberg. He's one of the VPs of sales at ConnectWise. And then finally, Jason Beistrack, and he's the vice president of cloud at D&H, who's a multi-billion dollar distributor.
Nice. Love it. I'll look them up here. Number four, Angus, the final fun question. Tell me about your first sale.
So I'm going to roll back all the way to my childhood. I like this question. I had to think about it a little bit. So as a kid, as a teenager, I loved to draw, and I had a little bit of a t-shirt business, and there's these special inks you could draw on t-shirts, and I would do these different cartoons, a lot of Garfield and Calvin and Hobbes, you know, careful about the copyright, of course.
Right.
And I think one of my first sales was to my older sister. She's a few years older than me, and it was a Calvin and Hobbes drawing, and she just absolutely loved it. And she actually sent me a text just a few weeks ago. She still had that t-shirt 30 years later, and she still loves it. And so she pressed it and framed it, and it's on her wall now. So
nice.
That was one of my first sales.
Well, congratulations on that. You know, I'm pretty, you know, congratulations, like, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that part there.
Appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem there. So, hey, Angus, you don't have 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. So here's what you can do. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather. You can talk about more t-shirt sales if you want to. I'm flexible. Go for it.
All right. Well, I'll start off with a promo, and then maybe I can ask you a question.
I'll allow it.
All right. Thank you. So I'm really passionate about helping businesses grow their business. So please come, you know, check me out and take advantage of me. I'm quite happy to talk about marketing with pretty much anybody, and you can find me on LinkedIn. So I'm really impressed with what you've done with 808. Any key tactics, any top takeaways for the audience if they want to create their own podcast or LinkedIn series, anything that's really worked for you?
So I think about it here is you have to understand that what is the goal of the podcast? And I know that sounds like really like, you know, of course, you know, my goal is content. Interestingly enough, content is not my main goal. It's the networking. Okay. Because here's the thing there, Angus. So let's just say I have a widget. Okay, I have this soda here that I want you to buy. You know, that part there. If I sent you a message on LinkedIn, and this is what they usually are, is, Angus, I want to connect with you. I'd love to learn more about your business. You connect with me. First message I send you is, by the way, have you tried this really great soda that I've had? It would be a really great thing for you. I'd love to connect. Here's a link to my calendar. You get those messages all the time.
Sure. Yeah. I've been there.
I do it from a point of, I want to give you value first. So whether you learn about my business or not, you have that part there, which is why I lead with a podcast. So the number one goal is the networking. Content, I tell people the content is the middle stepchild. It's don't get me wrong, I care about it, but it's not my goal, if that makes sense.
I love your thinking about that. And one of the things, because I've worked with a lot of sales development teams who are just dialing for dollars and getting those meetings. And one of the things I hate is I'm just calling to check in, or I want to learn more about your business. And it's immediately, you're just taking value away from me. You know, it's like, start off with some humor or my ego you know.
Okay, speaking of humor, I'll tell you what I've been using for actual cold calling, and it works. Okay. Hey, Angus, I just want to let you know that this is a cold call. Feel free to tell me to piss off or XYZ little sale point there.
Love it.
Because here's the thing. If you are so anti-cold call that you don't even want to hear about anything, fine. Save me for a couple seconds of breath.
Definitely. No, it's
great. That part there. Hey, you pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Angus, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Well, 808 looks an awful like Bob.
It does. Your website, say it real quick.
Chiefoutsiders.com. Come check us out.
It is. It's in the description. It's magic. Angus, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob. It was a lot of fun.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching and listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.